FMX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our roster of Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, Seth Hamaker, and Drew Adams. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
When you're away, I never think of you. Don't think I wanted to. I need to without you.
All right, Lars Lindstrom, man, it's still a long series. If he wins this title, like, you look at that third race as one that, you know, just clutch ride. Great ride by Hunter.
Yeah, unbelievable ride, really, for him. I mean, he had D-Lite on his ass the whole time, and just really didn't make any mistakes.
Nope.
Killed it.
The lappers everywhere, and he's getting through those.
Gnarly. Yeah, the last race was better, huh?
Like, why?
The truck, I think, stayed together better. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was wondering if more guys had been out, maybe, and, like, there was less guys on the track, but I don't know if that was it. They just seemed to not rut up as much in certain sections and whatever.
He came up to, like, a pack of three, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then they all kind of spaced out, and you got through them real easy, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they were just a little bit more tired, too, so they were just, like, letting him go by. But yeah. I think, like you were saying, if he ends up winning the title, I think we'll all look back to when I was in the studio with you and called it for 75%.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, for sure.
No, it was a really good ride. Like, yeah, Eli's been really – obviously, he's Eli Tomac, right? So that's the thing where you're like, he needs to get a start. He was trailing in points going in, you know? And, yeah, it's a great ride.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't be more stoked and more proud of him, really. I mean, the leap that he's taken this year to be, you know, like, go from kind of one of the top five guys to, like, elite championship guy in Supercross is pretty phenomenal.
Yep.
He's surprised the crap out of me on how fast he's gotten.
Joe rode really well. He's got to kind of, I think, one of the races where you tip your hat to Davies and just say, hey, you crushed it. I mean, Joe rode really well, but what are you going to do? Davies was on it.
Yeah. The fact that he stayed that close is, I think, encouraging for the rest of the series. I mean, we're only three rounds in. We wanted to get through the first round. Just get there, you know, make it through. That was sweet. And then he had, you know, he crushed it, got second.
Yep.
And then he started wanting a little more. And then
two laps away from a podium in Daytona.
Yeah, exactly. And then if he wouldn't have crashed, too, right? And so then, anyways, now, you know, get through these first three. Now we have a weekend off going into Birmingham and just be in the fight. And we are. We're only 2 points out of it. So stoked on both of our guys right now.
I got to say, though, on my stupid shows this week, I'm going to make fun of Joe for his racecraft. He went for a couple of passes at different times. He didn't have it. It wasn't close. And he lost time. We were like, no, Joe, like in the press box, we're even calling it. And then we're like, what are you doing? Did you notice that?
Periodically, they're like the first year that Joe was on the team, there was a lot of those where we're like, oh man, dude, you got to have better racecraft.
Yep.
And then last year was quite a bit better. Right. And then I think, you know, he's just kind of getting back into the rhythm of racing with, you know, coming off the injury and all that.
Yep.
And maybe because he same thing at Arlington, I think there was a few times where like he lost some time because he did it, he
the last lap he went for it, right?
Stuff like that. So yeah, maybe he needs to watch the race over again and then like, kind of rethink some strategy. Yeah,
we're just like, geez, Joe, you're losing more time, stop that. But again, he rode like, if you told, hey Lars, Joe is going to be 2 points out of the lead after the three rounds before the break, I mean, you would be ecstatic, right?
I mean, with the way that those guys kind of, I mean, and like Brown not having a great night tonight too, and you know, the consistency that he has and can have and good starts and all that, it's just, like I said, it's encouraging for the rest of the series. I mean, he's in it.
Yep. Great. It's really cold out here, so I'll let you get back in. Thanks for the time.
You're shaking.
All right, Devin Simonson. Yeah, man, look, you were briefly leading. Third overall for a while. I don't know if anybody told you that on your team. Finished sixth overall. Hometown race, your best 250 Supercross ride really ever. Good job, man.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, like you said, best ride ever. Man, I do wish that I could have stayed in the lead for a bit longer rather than just two turns or whatever, but it was still cool to be up there, experience that, and stayed third for a while. I don't know exactly the time, whatever, but no, I didn't know I was third overall, and then until I got in the tunnel, and my mechanic was like, "Oh yeah, dude, you were third overall for like over half the race," and I was like, "What?"
Yeah.
So I ended up losing it by a lot, like 5 or 6 points. So whatever, still sixth on the night. Yeah, it was a great day.
Yeah, I mean, something to build on, right? You got to a strong start anyways. Move forward both races.
Yeah.
This one, again, the first one was good from moving forward. Like, you were pretty far back. So, a nice season building here.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked on it. And honestly, can't thank club enough. I think they've definitely changed my career trajectory a bit. So, for the better, obviously. So, I'm stoked on it.
Dude, what was the track like trying to get through all those ruts? And, like, fuck me, man. It looked like... Well, to 450 guys especially at some moments, but it couldn't have been easy, like kind of trying to guess which one to do at which time, I guess, which rhythm, right?
Yeah, but honestly, like, as far as the rhythms go for the 250 class, it wasn't bad. Like, okay. I think we got pretty much prep every race for the beginning. The turns were definitely chewed for race three, but no, I wasn't too bad. And then I think a lot of it, too, is I rode the 450 here the last time, so... And it was a triple crown, so I experienced that. So maybe it's not as bad to me as some others, but it was still gnarly. And, midway through the first race, my quads, both of them started locking up, cramping. I couldn't even get off the bike in the tunnel. Like, it was bad. So I came back. I got some BioFreeze right here in my locker and just lathered them up before both of the second two. And, got it done.
So overall, like, you've been a nice story, like we talked about, and with the team taking you. You've been training there for a few years. They didn't always take you to World Supercross, but not really sure, different points. So it's got to be nice to, like, I feel like, reward Brandon and everybody with, you know, the shot that they kind of gave you, which, you know, was a little unexpected.
No, yeah, for sure. And to kind of go off that, like, I went to club to train. I didn't go there to try to get on the team or anything like that. I simply thought it was the best place to be for me to get better and take the next step. So that's what I went there for. And then when they were kind of, you know, chirping to me that maybe I could get a spot on the team, I was like, dude, what, you know? And like you said, if you go back and look at my results, like,
yeah.
I probably shouldn't have had that, but I think it's working out now, and I'm stoked to keep building.
But even after last summer, or last season, you put in a couple top 10s, right?
Yeah.
Field was a little depleted, but whatever. You put in some good rides. That didn't mean anything was guaranteed, right?
No, yeah, nothing was guaranteed. After Salt Lake City, Brandon was like, oh, yeah, let's have a talk, you know, in the coming weeks about, you know, maybe next year, and so the talks were there, but nothing was signed up until, October or something. So it was
after I was yelling about it on the show one time.
Yeah, probably so. But all in all, I'm stoked and thankful.
And just a huge contract, massive money, right?
Yeah, massive money. No, they're doing what they can, but yeah.
But you've got to perform top 10s or higher, right, to really make some money?
Yeah, I have some good incentives as well, even for next year. So if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll be okay.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, really good job. I know Weege was really pumped on you talking about it on the broadcast. So keep it up. Good job. Hometown race, man. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, Steve.
Well, Birmingham, you know what I mean.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, pulp sticker. Your life's changed since we did this, right?
Yeah, I mean, pulp haircut, everything. Life's changed, dude. For the better. Let's go.
All right, Malcolm Stewart. I almost said Malcolm Smith. I don't know why. Malcolm Stewart. First of all, before we get into your race, I had riders tell me the whoops were the gnarliest.
Yep.
I had riders tell me the section before the finish was the gnarliest. And then I had another guy tell me that after the first turn, that rhythm was nuts. So which was it? Which one was the toughest?
I mean, it sounds like most riders pretty much confirmed that the whole track was pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, look, dude, Dirtworks try to do the best they can. Yeah. You and I know, Triple Crowns here are tough. The track breaks down. I would say the whoops, for me, they wanted me.
Yeah.
They wanted me. My hand slipped off in the second main event, and I went for a ride. And then the third one, there was the flagger came over and was like, because I was talking to one of the guys in an interview, and I was like, hey, I was like, dude, I want to just apologize to the flagger out there.
Yeah.
I think he, like, legitimately lost, like, five lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes up, and he goes, dude, that was me. And he goes, all I heard was a motorcycle wide open. And he goes, I look to my left, and I see a motorcycle go behind me.
We almost had an incident.
Oh, yeah. So I can't wait. I think this couple of the filmers got it on film, so I can't wait to post that tomorrow. And then you're going to be like, dang, you really went for a ride. So, look, at the end of the day, Triple Crowns, it was tough. Yeah. We, you know, and the third main event had a great start, but you know, you find yourself, and I was just like seeing those guys, Cooper, they were riding phenomenal, Eli and all of them, and I could see them, but I just couldn't figure out how to like latch onto those guys, and I was just losing a couple tenths here and there, and next thing you know, you're half a second by the time you get to the finish line, and I just think, I mean, that was me. I just, that's part of racing. But, yeah, tonight, I just got to own it. We were 69th place tonight, and that's what we had. But, you know, we learned. We learned a lot, and all we can do is continue to keep moving forward. Starts are better, though.
Yeah, starts are better. Jordan told me he caught right up to you, and he's feeling really good. And then maybe it was the time with the flagger. You just decided to exit the whoops and go straight to the on-off. And Jordan was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And Jordan,
that time?
Was that? Dude, I ain't going to lie. I found myself off. Like, I think that last main event, I was off the track three times. And two of those lap riders are kind of getting a little squirrely, and I got squirrely with them, right? So, look, I mean, Jordan was riding great. And I don't know what to tell him. I was like, I mean, Smitty hit the wheels probably better than I did tonight. Let's be honest. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, all we can do.
Smitty wants his eighth place back or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sorry. Sorry, Smitty. I gotta hold on to this one.
What are you going to do on the off week? Just for you? Are you going to just sit in an ice bath or what are we doing?
No, I mean, we're going to continue to keep riding and just try to – we're going to do a little bit more testing. I feel like these last 3 weeks we've been changing the motorcycle back to kind of normality.
Yep.
And now, I would say like those first six weeks, I was just like, after I had that incident at A1, I was just trying to get through it.
Yep.
Now there's like been a little bit of flashes where I feel like I'm getting back to me. I just now I'm kind of just fine tuning where I need to be with the motorcycle, myself. So we're just going to continue to keep riding and have fun. And obviously on the weekend, you know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be outside mowing the grass and stuff like that.
We're going to be on a boat. We are going to be on a boat.
Yeah, you're probably. I'm going to be somewhere I don't have service.
Hey, do you remember when we were eating dinner in Paris and you won and we were all happy and now we're round 9 in Indianapolis and you've been beat to shit all year? Good times.
Great times. But hey, we still got a big smile on our face. We still got a big smile on our face. Look, it's it could be dang worse, but all we can do is keep moving forward. It's one of those years that it's a real, real, real slow year, but dude, we got a lot of racing left.
Yep.
So
you could be digging ditches in East Texas, so it's way better. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be in Texas.
All right, thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, man. Hey, Jalique Swole. Good job the last two. The first one was not good for you. I'm sure you were not happy. But so I was impressed that you. You know, fought hard, got starts, and ran up front the next two. That's got to be tough, like, to be kind of maybe down in the dumps and then rebound it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, obviously the first moto wasn't what I wanted. Started up front, kind of went backwards, but the team was good tonight. Like, made some changes that I felt were the right direction. And, I mean, for me, it's like with 9 days coming in, like, to a season, we knew it was going to be tough. We knew it was going to be a grind, and we knew we had to just kind of like do the building blocks. Mm-hmm. And just try to stay present, not get too down, not too whatever, and just kind of keep it going. I know that I'm like capable of staying up front, you know, some of these things like tonight, right? Like dealing with some little stuff, get a little pumped up or whatever. That's like a part of the process. And like, the good thing is like, I feel like starts are a big mental thing on like believing that you can be up there. And like,
I totally agree with you, by the way. If you're a good starter, you can start on anything and you know it and you have the confidence and all of that.
Yeah. So mentally, I'm in a spot where I know I can battle with these guys. I know I can stay up front. It's just like right now I'm lacking the laps and just overall like a boot camp. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these guys are a little bit ahead of me when it comes to that. But like, each round, each time on the track, like, I feel like I'm getting better and better. I still suck in practice. But race-wise, I feel like every gate drop, every lap, I'm building.
Yeah.
And I'm getting back to where I was before I did first and second Achilles last year. So I feel good. Things are going in the right direction. I'll be up there fighting for wins and podiums, like, quicker than I think people are going to think I'm going to do it.
Is it like arm pump, or is it like physical fitness, or like what, or is it just like mentally being ready? Is it all of that, maybe?
I'd say a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I worked my butt off like in the off season, not, you know, a bike riding off season, but you know what I mean? When I was able to get out of PT and they were able to like say, okay, you can put pressure on your foot, all that kind of stuff. Like, I did absolutely everything I could just to make it here.
Yeah.
So I'm like the most fit that I've ever been off the bike. It just doesn't really translate on the bike until you get those laps. And I knew it, and everybody knew it, and everybody's – the good thing about the team right now is they're giving me – they're not trying to fast forward the process and getting back, you know. We've all stayed very grounded and known that, hey, listen, like, you have 9 days of Supercross coming in. Like, it's going to take some time. Yeah. You're not going to just do it right away. And so it's been nice. It's been really calming to, like, have that sense of security a little bit let myself, like – not go out there and be like, hey, I feel uncomfortable, I'm going to push it in, you know what I mean, risk something. So I've just been taking taking advantage of what I can, and tonight, 2 whole shots, led laps, 2 motos in a row, and I feel like, you know, if I would have had a normal boot camp, I feel like I could have took these home, honestly. So it's good, competition stacked. I actually just proud of myself that the work that was put in just to make it on time, and also like the grit and the grind that, not to say I've never had, because I feel like I've always been gritty, but I've never had to come in with like such a deficit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and work at it.
Yes, exactly. Right. So we've been chipping away. I feel good, and I'm coming more to my own, I feel like. I know a lot of people are kind of starting to talk about me on, like, oh, he's going fast at the test track, you know what I mean, before the Achilles, and I feel like I'm slowly creeping up to, like, back where I, my normal, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, good job. Good rebound tonight. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks. Jorge Prado, welcome back. This is a tough one to come back to. I wouldn't have blamed you if you took one extra week, but how was it for you?
Well, I think it was a very, very solid day for me. 3 P6 in the main event. I think it's super solid. Good start, nothing crazy. Riding was okay. I think for how my body was today, I think I did a very good job. So no mistakes, going back home safe. I think it was a good decision to come, and good experience.
Shoulder okay through that whole thing, or was it bugging you late? I don't know, because they were shorter races, right? Yeah. But late in the race, was it bugging you?
I think it was just something super consistent. I never felt like my body was 100% today, obviously. But I already expected that. Basically, my shoulder, the shoulder is fine. I just have an AC separation and then some inflammation around the ribs and on my back. So this is actually what's causing me the biggest issue, the pain. A little bit weak also on my right arm because of all that. So, yeah, happy to get 1 weekend off to regroup, get hopefully heal 100% for Birmingham.
Have you ever seen anything like that for Supercross for indoors? Did it surprise you how bad it got, or what did you think?
I mean, no, because I never raced East.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the first time I raced these kind of tracks, but I like them. You gotta be careful with the ruts. You can go over the bars very easy, but I think it makes it very challenging, and I like it. I like these tracks.
A lot of guys talked about the lappers tonight, short lap times, and they were struggling with the ruts. How was the lappers for you?
So I think it was hard for everyone. Sometimes I think they should move a little bit quicker, but I mean, everybody was struggling. Sometimes I was like, oh, it's taking a lot for me to pass this guy, but then the guy behind also struggled with him. So I was in a different position that maybe the guys up front. When you're battling for a win, and it's so hard to make a difference on this type of tracks because the lap is so short, and then you have a lapper, and then you lose so much, then the guy comes close to you with a chance of passing, then it's a different, you're in a different position. So, I mean, it's part of the race. It also happened to me back in MXGP in the sand. Sometimes I would be leading, and then with the lappers, you know, lose a lot of seconds. So it's part of the game. And, yeah, if you're not good with lappers, in my case, I need to try to get quick by them.
Last question. Did you watch the MXGP qualifier race today?
I just follow a little bit the results.
Okay.
And, and that's it.
Tom Viel.
Tom Viel, P1. Then we have the 2 KDMs, second and third. So, yeah, I think nice start to the MXGP. Very different. I think no one expected Tom to go P1, especially because in practice, for example, Jeffrey was fastest.
Right.
But, I think it's going to be exciting for them.
Cool. All right. Well, enjoy the week off. Good job tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, Ivan Tedesco, assistant team manager. Let's talk about your race a little bit tonight with your guys. Actually, first of all, look, I'll be honest. Jordan's crashed a lot. And then I thought about tonight and Indy and the ruts, and I'm like, oh, my God. But, and he did have one. But, dude, he rode really well. He held it together for 2 of the 3 mains, and he got 11th overall, I think.
Yeah, he did really good. Today was a good step in the right direction for us. We did a lot of testing this week, and
especially the longest day he's ever done.
Yeah, it was a long day, and I feel like we made some big improvements. Yeah. We were wondering if it was going to transfer over to race day, and it actually did. Made some more small adjustments throughout the day, which was a positive. And yeah, finally that last one, he got a decent start and rode solid, eighth place, and step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, I feel like testing in Georgia and then coming up here, maybe everything you did wouldn't apply, but it kind of did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew what the targets were off the first two races that he did. And, yeah, we went to work. Some more small changes today, which was a positive. And I'm sure we'll, from here, maybe tweak it a little more, keep trying to get better. We're learning each weekend. And, yeah, happy that Jordan finally had a good result.
Yeah, no, for sure. As far as Jalik goes, great starts. That first one was not good. He went backwards. And so I admire that he pulled it back together and got good results the last two. Did you make any changes? Did you yell at him? Like, what happened for the last two? Because he was better. Maybe, I mean, he lost some spots, but it was definitely a much improved from the first one.
No, for sure. That first one wasn't great. But, yeah, he hole shot the second and the third race and ran up front for a little bit. And I think the more he gets up there, and he didn't race Supercross all last year. So for him to get up front, and, you know, he'll get better as we go. And, yeah, I think for Jalik, it was a step in the right direction as well. And, kind of the same thing. We tweaked the bike throughout the day and made some improvements. And
you did change things from main one to two or three?
We did, just small, but we did, and it seemed we went in the right direction, which is always good.
Did you yell at him or no?
Not yell, but we put some pressure on him to, and we know he's a great starter, and finally he unlocked that, and that makes life a lot easier when you run up front.
Did any part of you, you've been retired for a while, but is any part of you wanted to go out there tonight and put in those laps?
No, not one piece of me, no. I never was a fan of Indy anyways. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a rut guy, but didn't want to be out there, no.
I watch it too, and I'm just like, I do not want to race in those conditions, you know?
No, this one's tough. There'll be a few more like this, maybe not as bad as this one, but I feel like, you know, we're improving, and hopefully we can keep on improving as we go.
I want to talk to you about Deacon Dental a little bit. First few times I didn't see it. I didn't really know. I'm not following the amateurs that closely, right? I know you guys took him away from another manufacturer. But, dude, you got to feel really good about that win last week. The kid rode great. Really, really impressive.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him either when they signed him up over here. And the first time I watched him ride, I was very impressed. And, he started Supercross in October. Didn't really have much experience with it. And, man, the progression he's made is really, really unbelievable. And good kid, works hard. You know, and, I like working with Deacon a lot.
It's been a bit of a tough year over here. We talked about it on some of my dumb shows. Hasn't been great. I mean, you know, you've been in that situation as a rider and everything else, but how's everything going? How's the morale? How's the testing? How's the attitudes?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, the first rounds were rough. Obviously, our off season wasn't ideal. You know, pretty much all our guys were hurt. You know, Jordan got a shoulder surgery. Jalik had his Achilles. And Austin had a shoulder as well. Yeah, so... we missed most of the off season. I think Jordan and Jalik had 12 days on Supercross before the first round. And it was kind of the same for Austin when he started at Anaheim 1. So, finally, you know, we just need to progress from here. Yeah. That's kind of my goal. I kind of knew the guys weren't quite ready, you know, physically, you know, 12 days of ride. I mean, so,
A little bit when we're talking about it, we can be like, hey, look, they came in under the gun a little bit, right? I mean, that's maybe not everybody that realizes that. Yeah.
No, for sure. And even as far as testing, obviously Styles did a lot of the testing. I jumped on at times to help out, but still that's not the same as your race guy doing it, right? So we got it as far as long as we could, and now that we have our guys back, we can start making it plugging away.
Is Kiefer still bringing the whole program down?
Yeah. He's actually going to be there this week doing some stuff. So
I pray for you guys. Thanks, Ivan. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. All right, thanks, man. Yeah. All right, Jordan Smith, top 10 in the final one. Good job, man. I've been feeling real good. You did have one crash in the whoops. We'll overlook that. And overall, a good night for you. 11th overall, I think.
Yeah, 11th overall. Had a crash in Moto 2. In the first turn in that Moto, I almost dabbed my foot, but wasn't quite on the ground, and Harlan was on the inside and ran my leg over. I thought I snapped my leg. My ankle is hurting so bad right now, so I kind of almost took a lap off.
Really funny, because he told me that Smith jacked me on one start.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's on Peacock, dude. It's my leg looks broken. I don't know how it didn't break, to be honest with you. So it was probably a good thing that it's my bad ankle, because it doesn't have any ligaments in it anyways to really hurt, you know. So but no, it was a big improvement. Had the one fall on the whoops, got cross shredded on the first whoop and went down. But overall, felt more and more comfortable. The last main, like right there with a lot of good guys and like actually was building some confidence.
Yeah, Malcolm wasn't far, right? I think Malcolm was, yeah.
Yeah, we were like, I was actually catching him a little bit, got right on him, and he like went off of the whoops and like he was like, he didn't go fast, but he just went all the way to the on off. And I was like, all right, I was on him and not now. So it was
like, cool, man.
Yeah, but and then I had a moment in the whoops like two laps later and then was trying to fight off Shane, but was proud of myself for how bad the first two were, the first two races this year, and to battle back. And we worked really hard this week and like really.
I saw your quote. Yeah, the hard, longest day of testing you've ever done.
It was. It was. And it was, I mean, it was very productive. We, I mean, we were just one thing after another and just trying to get a direction because, you know, I just have felt uncomfortable. And like tonight was the first time where I was like actually able to like, oh, I want to hit this line. I'm going to hit this line instead of like going where the bike's taking me. So.
You think it had anything to do with the dirt, maybe? This is the first time we've had this kind of dirt, so the bike worked better?
I mean, I've been struggling in the ruts, okay. So I was nervous coming into here because it's so rutted, right? But, I mean, we completely kind of flipped the bike, the balance of the bike this week, and I think it worked a lot better. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah, and I guess for yourself, too, like you're out there, you're like, hey, man, just – work on yourself more than like racing other guys, right? Because if you just work on yourself and work on hitting the marks, you'll catch guys.
Yeah, that was the problem. I couldn't even like go slow the last couple of weeks. Like, I even went to the track. I rode like, I mean, we typically don't ride on Mondays after a race, and I rode Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, flew Thursday, rode press day, rode race day. So this is my fifth day riding of the week, and that's not typical for us. Normally, race day is the third day of the week. So. I rode on Monday though and like was just trying to work on myself and be smooth and like I couldn't even do it. Like I was just like so lost honestly on Monday, and we came in Tuesday with a plan and just one thing after another. And
you just raise hell Monday like afterwards, like you just like, hey, we gotta have a meeting.
Well, yeah, we were trying to figure out, and you know, there was different opinions on kind of what we should do, and I was like, hey, look, just give me a day to kind of see what I can do, like see what I can do, you know, with our suspension guy Hunter, and like just us work together and like, you know, no outside noise, and just kind of go to work on what we feel like we need to be better. Like, I really trust Hunter. He's really good at seeing what I'm feeling, and sometimes we might see two different things, but it's like, hey, like whenever you're trying to test at the races, it's like you go with one and then you're like, well, it worked or it didn't. But like whenever you're testing at home and it's just two opinions, you can try one and try the other and see which one works, or maybe one has, you know, maybe they both have pros and cons. So, I felt a lot more comfortable just from the start of practice today. Didn't feel like I was a hazard out there. Like, I felt like I was a hazard the last couple weekends. So, and that's not
we've made a few jokes, to be honest. Yeah, we have.
I'm sure, dude. Like, honestly, like, I was just like, dude, just skip me. Like, the last thing I want to do, like, whenever I'm feeling like that is, like, cause one of these other guys that are having a great season and a gnarly battle, like, cause them to go down or something, you know? So, like, today was much better. Like, I was battling Mookie. Like, he's won a race last year, you know? Like, we were all right there. So, that was a lot better feeling.
Cool. Good job, man. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, man. All right, Nathan Ramsey, Dax Bennett, fourth overall, I think. Malcolm, I don't know what he got overall, but he was pretty good in the last couple. What did you think?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, these Triple Crowns are pretty brutal on everybody. I think the boys laid their heart out there, you know. Rode pretty good. I mean, Dax got to lead some laps, which was really cool, and he was fast.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for him, it's just experience. Like, he's just got to keep getting to the races and learning and learning and learning. He's very capable. I got nothing but faith in him of what he can do. We just got to keep stacking races, and he'll end up being, I feel like, a consistent podium guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're just scratching right at the edge of it. So, proud of him. I think that that last one with a bad start really cost us.
Yep.
But we got some things we can work on for that and help him out and make it better. And I think ultimately he made some really good moves during the race. And Malk, you know, put himself in a good position but couldn't quite find that tempo in that final main event. Just slightly off, and I think he was just a little bit off today, all in all. But I think we did make progress with the motorcycle, and feel good about that. And I think he sort of told him last week, you know, you're a lot closer than you think you are to being where we want you.
Yeah.
And I think we agreed, you know, in the past, as you know, I think leading into Tampa, we had one of those discussions the week before, going, man, well, what can we do? You know, it feels so far away the closer you get. Yeah, yeah. And then the next thing you know, you pop off a win or a podium. So I think that both guys are capable. And, you know, we got a weekend off. They'll get a little bit of a break, you know, to heal up or not really heal up, but, you know, rest up, I guess I should say. But, you know, come out swinging and you know, as far as the 250 class, East-West is next, and that can swing the points, you know, either direction.
I feel like Malcolm's been a crash test dummy, though. Like, every time I talk to him on press days or whatever, he's like, man, I'm beat up. I'm barely riding. I think he's wearing the Tech Air now. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's beat up, man. He's had some big ones.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, he's tough. He is very, very tough. So when he's hurting, you know, it's real. But yeah, I mean, I think that he's been able to push a lot harder during the week, but you got to get over, you know, the 5-6 weeks of just trying to get through and just get to the race so you can do something. So that's where we're at, you know, pushing through the arm pump, pushing through the little things that slow you down and hinder you from kind of doing what you're capable of. So we're getting close.
And Bennett, what did he say about the first one? Like, was arm pump? Was it just like freaking out a little bit? Like, what did he say?
I think, you know, after leading for 3 or 4 laps, he all of a sudden realized, oh crap, you know, and he tightened up a little bit, kind of, you know, obviously made some mistakes in the whoops, which was the biggest, you know, kicker for him. And then he kind of settled back in. And, you know, I think even in that last one, you know, he had some lap times that were best lap of the, you know, out of everybody. During that lap. So, again, it's just learning and just getting that experience, and we just got to keep him healthy, keep him motivated. And he is. I mean, he's really mad he wasn't on the podium tonight.
Listen, you were a great racer for a long time. Did any part of you want to be out there riding this Triple Crown out there?
No.
You sound like Ivan. Same thing. Like, it's just, I feel for these guys. I don't know exactly why they put a Triple Crown at Indy. They've done it a couple times now, but, like, man, it's, you know, they did some work on the track, but it's tough.
They did. They did a really good job with the track and what they were working with. Yeah. But this being a short lap time and soft dirt, it's a recipe for a tough night for everyone, including Dirtworks. Yeah. So, I don't know. The Triple Crown thing, you know, when you look at it, when they're doing 18, almost 20 laps in the 450, I mean, that's three main events in one night. And, you know, the risk that you're taking three times for one event, it's a lot. I mean, it's great racing. It's fun to watch. Yeah. But when you're on this side of the fence, it's tough.
And the lappers, I feel for the lappers. They're not trying that. But, dude, they're everywhere.
Especially in a rutted course like this. And, you know, you don't know what they're going to do. So you really got to be a little bit more cautious than normal. And they're trying to be out of the way. Nobody wants to hinder a leader or something. So it's a tough position. And, you know, I'd be okay without him.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man. All right, Grant Harlan. Look, we'll get into the main event first of all. This maybe sound like a dick thing to say, which would be true to my form, but good job when you were getting lapped. You definitely – no, like, we were watching guys because it was 45-second lap times. Can't always blame you guys because the ruts are gnarly, but you were making, like, an effort. Like, hey, I don't want to get in the way.
Yeah, usually, like, top five guys I try and, like, all right, like, you guys are battling for $1 million and – glory and fame, and I'm just out here trying to have dinner tonight, you know. So I try and make an effort to get out of the way for them. Sometimes maybe it is a disadvantage to myself, you know, like sometimes I move over too much, and it's a fine line because you never know where they're going, especially on a track like this. It's like there's so many cut down lines, and one guy prefers this shitty rut and this guy prefers this shitty rut. So it's like especially the whoops is like I don't know where they're going. It's do I move over or do I try and just stay in my rut? I don't know. It's tough, but I try.
And to defend you guys, it's not easy on a track like this. Like, you're locked in. You don't have time to move or whatever, right? They catch you fast. So it's not always on you guys' fault. You're not exactly a speed demon, as we know, like heater laps. But you put a ride into the thing today. Good job.
P12.
Yeah.
Not even, like, P17, like, squeak in, like,
that's what I mean.
An unreal lap. I don't even know how it happened.
So I was going to ask you, do you remember which lap it was where it was just,
No, well, I knew I had, like, one, like, lap where I was like, that should be, you know, a 47. I should move up the board. Yeah. And I look at the board, and I'm like, I'm not on it. I'm like, was it that bad?
Yeah.
And then I come around, I look at my board, I thought I saw 48.6, and I'm like, damn, like, really?
Yeah.
And I come around again, and I see, like, 46, and I'm like, and I look right back at the board, and I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
And then, honestly, after that, it was hard for me to get another lap, because I'm like, there's no way anyone's going to drop me down that far. But then I'm like, dude, what if they pull me for sound and I fail something like that? And I'm like, now I'm stressing out. So, yeah, that was – I don't know – again, I don't know how it happened, but I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah, no, well, like I said, you're not really known for that. The harder section for just riders in general, the one rhythm after the first turn or the whoops?
The whoops probably in the first main just because they're, like, they're still good enough that you should probably skim them well, and they're hard to, like, I guess, do what we were doing in the third main. Obviously, Kevin crashed in the first turn lane, so it wasn't easy by any means. Yep. Like, if you picked a bad rut and went for it, I mean, you can go down. I would say the lane before the finish was the hardest.
Oh, okay. Okay, that one, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was pretty good in it, but I could see how people would be out of whack. Because if you're not straight and you hit those ruts off that tabletop, like...
I saw a few people doing stretches on the three before the two.
Yeah, it was just awkward. It was an awkward section.
Well, hey, man, keep it up. You're riding well. Good job. Enjoy the week off.
I need it. Sore.
Cool. Thanks, man.